Well, good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the Voicemobile 2020. All right, so that was from Jennifer Tef Band, Roller Coaster. And I've not been here for a couple of weeks during the holidays, but I'm delighted that it's still nice and dry out there. I guess if you're a skier, you have to go up north where there is snow. But around here, for getting around, it's a delight not to have to be dealing with shoveling and ice and all of that. We'll see how long that lasts. But it looks like this week is going to be okay. So very happy about that. So since I was here, I did go to visit my mom for her 103rd, yes, 103rd birthday on December 25th. And thank God, you know, she was with it. And we sang Hanukkah songs together. My sister's birthday is the 24th. My mother's the 25th. And this year, the day after, it was the commemoration of my father's passing. It's called a Yahrzeit in Hebrew. So I have to calculate each time. I don't remember because it's been so many years. He died in 88. So Forty-two years ago, it doesn't seem possible. That can't be right, but I guess it is. Or let's see, 8 from 10, 8 from 11. 32 years ago, that sounds, well, even that sounds like ridiculous. But I had the most bizarre things happen prior to that. I don't think, so I'm in a choral group called Kolenu, and we had a rehearsal a couple of weeks before, and I was getting ready to drive to the rehearsal down in Needham. And an idiot light came on my panel. I didn't recognize it. It actually was the light for low tire pressure. So I pulled into the only gas station that there was. It was nighttime. And just before I got into Route 2, and of course the attendant was busy with customers, but he nicely decided to check the two front tires, and he said, don't worry, the light will go out. Well, the light didn't go out. I drive down, do the rehearsal, come back. Next day, I didn't go anywhere. The next day after that, I pulled into the gas station around the corner. The left right tire was at 10 PSI. Normally it should be 30, 35, 36. So that was really, really shocking, dangerous. I'm very lucky. Angels watched over me, I'm sure. So that was one thing. And then I go to my dealership to check out on some things. And, you know, then I'm driving down the highway going to upstate New York. And I'm seeing vapor on the windshield, and I'm like, it's dry. Thank God it was dry, right? I'm like, what? So then I noticed there's a flutter on the hood of the car. So I pull over where it was safe, and I try to close the hood. And I know already from my car, it's got like a double locking mechanism, and I guess I didn't do it right. Meanwhile, the dealer didn't do it right. So I'm looking for the next 60 miles as I see it shimmering again. Where to pull over safely? Well, it was terrifying because there really wasn't a good place. And cars are flipping by, you know, 60, 70 miles an hour. Whatever I did, apparently it was right because it just stopped doing that. And I was just, please let me just get to see Mom. So, but it made me very, very nervous, as you can imagine. I'm there by myself. You know, I look in the book and it says, well, make sure it's shut. Well, thank you very much. Doesn't tell you how, just make sure it's shut. If that hood had come up, don't even ask. I mean, that could have smashed the windshield. Could have been a nightmare. So I was definitely protected. And then the next little curly cue, I go to check in at the hotel, and there's this, rah, 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 this barking dog next door. And I'm like, no, I'm not doing this. So luckily they switched me. So then finally I could relax, and I couldn't light the Hanukkah candles, the menorah, in the home. It's not allowed, but I was able to do it in the hotel, and so that was good. So yeah, I had a nice visit with Mom, and I mean, I'm just so grateful I got to do that. So that was all that. And then we a group of us went to see Ezekiel's Wheels, which I've played from their new CD for you, and I'll play some today. They were at the Burn in Cambridge, and they were fabulous. So in the afternoon, I was trying to put away my menorahs, and I get up on a chair, dining room chair, to get up high. Well, I fell backwards hard, really hard, right on the hip that I had replaced, the buttocks, the whole left arm, hand, wrist, don't ask. Luckily, I was able to get up, and nothing was broken, just really, you know, I was so angry at myself for not going to get the step stool, which I had. People, learn from my mistake. Take the time to get the right thing. Don't jump up on a chair, which I tried to do. Wrong. Anyhow, I'm coming home, and I back into my driveway, and right next door, the people park next to me, and I'm always really careful and deliberate. I pull back out to make sure I straighten up. Well, I was in a hurry to get inside, so I didn't. So what do? Scrape the whole side of my car and the front right of my neighbor's car. What can you do? It's done. So you had to file the claim, you know, and all that. Well, that is why we have insurance, but, you know, what a pain. So, yikes, slow down, be deliberate, and et cetera. I got the estimate already. It's ridiculous because there's a dent. They want to replace this, that, and the other. So, you know, could have been worse, I suppose. But there's hardly anything. You can't really see anything. So, you know, it's the how I started 2020. I hope your starting of 2020 was better than mine. So, I didn't get to play Hanukkah songs for you this year because I wasn't here. I hope those of you who are observing the Festival of Lights had a very nice holiday, and I hope those of you celebrating other festivities also were with family and friends, and it was all good. And here we are in 2020. So I have some new music I'm going to share with you in just a bit. Some from this wonderful artist, Annie Minogue, who lives in the area. And every year before the holidays or during the holidays, she does a show at Club Passim, which she did and I attended. It was wonderful. So I'll be playing something from her. Who else do I have new music from? From Rabbi Helfgott. Oh, he's unbelievable. I have more music from Child's Play, which I have played a little bit before. I went to their 32nd anniversary celebration at Sanders that was amazing. Music from Dave Stryker. And let's see, who else? We have a bunch of music that I got from Kate Smith, Christopher Holiday, Amber Weeks, Virginia Shenick, and Gordon Gridna's Nomad Trio. So that's some of the new stuff we'll be hearing, among others. So here's a here's an important message from us here. Storm season, emergency preparedness. It's storm season, with power outages and weather-related emergencies more likely than the rest of the year. So, be prepared ahead of time by having a couple of gallons of drinking water and at least a few days' worth of healthy, tasty, ready-to-eat food already stored in your home. Let other people scramble to the supermarket and wait on long lines while you safely ride out the storm from the comfort of home. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Yeah, I always do try to have stuff on hand because, you know, you don't know if you're going to get sick or whatever. So that's good news. All right, so here we go with some music. And let's see, we got this one.
I am looking for the fate I had before the world was made. Where the stars are bright in the sky. A glimmer in a foolish man's eye.
Did I need a mind, I need a mama, oh my daddy, did a mayo. Did I need a mind, I need a mayo, oh my daddy, did a mayo. Did I need a mind, I need a mind, oh my daddy, did a mayo. Da da mind, da da mind, da mi da di da mind, da mi da da di da da. Da da mind, da da mind, da ma di da mind, da di da ma da. Oh, da 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 mi da di da mind, da mi da da di da da. Da da mind, da da mind, da ma di da mind, da di da ma.
the demons of their future and their past, and staple memories fresh before it's set in stone, and step to let them know that they will take no step alone. And you shall dance, dance, dance for the chosen color's joy, and paint for them a vision that time cannot destroy. And you shall dance, dance, dance for the chosen color's day, dance a small into eternity before it slips away. And you shall dance, dance for the chosen color's joy, and paint for them a vision that time cannot destroy. And you shall dance, dance for the chosen color's day, dance a small into eternity before it slips away. Dance this moment to eternity before it slips away.
Oh, חושך אני מגשש שפתיה אני שלך שוב וכל מה שהיה לי החברים הכלבים הזיונים המשחקים על הכל ויתרתי מזכה כחואני לאישה שהייתי כל כולי התמכרתי אך אל תגלו לה את מה שאמרתי מחליקה על פניי כמו מים מלא
So, we just listened to David Broza, and I was at a wonderful concert that he performed at with his group from Cuba. A lot of great percussion. This is from the set list, and oh, looks like it's actually signed. I didn't even realize that. So that was Halasha. The Shitti. Okay, I don't even know what that means. I don't know if he has a translation. But he's a terrific performer, and it was just a thrill to actually be at that performance. Okay, so let me go back and let you know what we've listened to. Ezekiel's Wheels, Klezmer Band. It's called Dance, and the release is new. It's called The Thread. They were performing, as I said, at the Burn, and they have a residency every month at the Burn. So I don't know. I think the date might be January 28th. I don't actually have that in front of me. I'll try to remember to get that. Before that, Daniel Gill from Havana Gila for Real, Volume 1, Simcha Nigun. And this is a very interesting project. Let me just share a little bit. It's comprised of songs, that whole CD, from the Kislegoff Archive, the largest musical record of Jewish life in pre-World War I Eastern Europe. That's really amazing because it's all gone now. The songs on this CD represent a part of Jewish civilization that was lost in the Holocaust. In 1908, Joel Engel and Lazar Seminsky founded the St. Petersburg Society for Jewish Folk Music and were joined by other Jewish musicians and composition students from the St. Petersburg Conservatory. In 1909, an expedition to collect Jewish folk songs was funded by the society and led by Sisman Kislegoff. This was the first ethnographic expedition into Jewish Eastern Europe. During the expedition, the ethnographers used Edison wax cylinders to record a diverse variety of music from Jews living in the Pale of Settlement and beyond. On return to St. Petersburg, the members of the society transcribed the music from over 1,000 wax cylinders. It's totally amazing. And so, you know, Daniel is hoping to create interest in this archive. A lot of this music has never been heard before. And so, yeah, it's really wonderful. So let's see, before that, Child's Play, Compliments of Cameron Chisholm, Waiting for the Dawn. Oh, I think I've got that twice here. Let's see if I can correct that. I might be able to. Nope, it won't let me. All right, so before that, we opened up with Annie Minogue, and it doesn't let you correct things. I don't know why that is. Oh, maybe I have to do it like this. I don't know. It's very strange. Huh. All right, maybe it's okay. No, it's not. All right, well, if you see Waiting for the Dawn twice on the list. Actually, if you go to the website, WMFO.org, you can see I'm furiously typing in what I'm playing so you can, you know what it is or find it, whatever, if you wanted to purchase it. And Annie Minogue, Before the World Was Made, from her CD release called Eve. Hopefully, we're going to get her up here into the studio sometime soon. And, okay, so I wanted to share something with you. Let's see if I can find where it's in my email. Ah. Huh. Okay, so let's see. Oh, it's from Israel 21st Century Newsletter. As we know, let's see. Well, that's not what I want. Where did it go? Here we go. This is what I want. The Jerusalem Zoo is to send aid for the animals in the Australian fires. Of course, we know that what's going on there is absolutely horrific. The zoo is collecting donations to buy veterinary supplies to help volunteers care for millions of animals affected by raging wildfires. The Jerusalem Biblical Zoo is collecting these donations to help the Animal Rescue Collective purchase veterinary supplies for the animals affected by wildfires in Victoria, Australia. The Jerusalem Biblical Zoo and its staff are distressed by the horrific fires in Australia and the widespread devastation to its unique wildlife, the Zoological Park announced January 5th. Bushfires began in New South Wales in September, where about 130 fires continued to burn and have spread to Victoria, where some 31 blazes are burning. University of Sydney Professor Chris Dickman estimates that 480 million animals have been affected by the fires in New South Wales alone. No one knows exactly how many have been injured or killed. It's just absolutely horrible. Supplies requested by the Animal Rescue Collective include burn creams, milk replacers, hydration concentrates, wound sprays, syringes, disinfectant, feeding bottles, and more. The supplies will be purchased in Australia and sent directly to the volunteers on the ground, according to the zoo's press statement. Those volunteers are working with the East Gippsland Fire Wildlife Support Team. The campaign was initiated by the Biblical Zoo's international relations manager, who is originally from Melbourne, Australia. Now, to donate, they say to click here. Let me look on that and give you, it's in Hebrew. Okay, so they don't give you an English. Let's see if we can translate the page and get an English link. Okay, so Paybox app, pay as guest, I don't know. Paybox. Payment is secured. Okay, Australia Zoo. I think if you go to the Australia Zoo, you'd be able to find where to donate. Obviously, you want to make sure the money goes directly to... Now, why won't it let me go back? Let's see if I can close this. So, all right, let's see. Let's close this. All right, so originally named the Tisch Family Zoological Gardens, the Biblical Zoo has a long relationship with Australia. Its Australian yard houses species including kangaroos, bittongs, tawny frogmoths, a cassowary, blue-tongued lizards, a kookaburra, and more. The zoo also houses a colony of 16 flying foxes sent from a special bat shelter in Sydney, where they were rehabilitated after being injured in farmers' fruit-protecting nets. Oh, who knew? So this is Israel helping. And this is a great site, Israel 21st Century, 21C. Huh. Israel NGO rushes to provide relief after Puerto Rico quake. This is another story. I mean, this is stuff that you won't really hear in the States unless you're going to Jewish sites. They just don't announce this stuff. Relief team from IsraAid make their way to hard hit south of the island after 6.4 magnitude quake leaves one dead, power and water down, and hundreds of buildings flattened. Israel NGO, Israel Aid, has sent a relief team to assess needs in Puerto Rico after a deadly 6.4 magnitude quake hit the Caribbean island on Tuesday. The quake, which killed one and flattened buildings in the southern part of the island, was the latest in a series of 100 or so tremors that have hit Puerto Rico over the last 10 days and show no signs of stopping. It was the strongest quake to hit the island since 1918. Wow. And has caused widespread damage to a nation still recovering from the Hurricane Maria in 2017. Israel Aid, which has been operating on the island since Maria, launched its initial needs assessment yesterday and will be traveling to the affected area today to determine first response activities. The team plans to conduct a rapid on-the-ground needs assessment, focusing on distributing relief items, providing psychological first aid, and organizing safe water and sanitation solutions for the affected population. The extent of the damage in Puerto Rico after this latest disaster is still unclear, but one-third of the island's population, one-third, yikes, over 1 million people have been left without access to basic services, including electricity and water, and an estimated 300 are homeless. A state of emergency is now in effect. I mean, these poor people are just really suffering. A team from Israel Aid arrived in Puerto Rico in September 2017, the first few days after the Hurricane Maria barreled through the U.S. state, killing some 3,000 people, and they have remained on the island ever since. Last year, Israel 21 flew to 21st century flew to Puerto Rico to see Israel. Israel Aid's long-term recovery work in action. We visited a school in San Juan where Israel Aid is working with a community to increase disaster resiliency, and also visiting El Real, a remote community in the mountains where Israel Aid helped build a water filtration system that does not rely on electricity. They have a picture of all the team. It's great. Wow. They're doing such great work. So, here's a good one. It's 7 ways you can make a positive change to the world in 2020. That sounds like something we should listen to. Let's hear it. Let's see. What do they say? Ditch your car and take a bus, train, or rideshare. Okay. Save endangered habitats and protect biodiversity. Plant a tree or grapevine. All right. These are all good. Let's see. Get out and volunteer. Okay. Let's see what else they've got here. Improve your air quality and energy consumption. Okay. Grow your own salad. Well, I plan to do that, actually. I'd bought several kits, but I didn't start it, and I thought it was too late. Well, maybe I'll just start it inside. You can get grow boxes. Take better care of your health, staying fit. That's good. And let's see what else we've got in here. I think that's it. It's all good. All good. Okay, so. All right. Let's go back to some music, I think. All right. The question is, all right, I think 11. Not sure. Oh, I think. I'm not sure where I am here. Let's see. I'll have to figure it out. All right, so there's David Rosa. Usually I... Oh, okay, it looks like I've got this one ready to go. Thank you.
takes is a moment to turn things around. All it takes is a moment to feel love abound. I want to feel that feeling. I want to know that place. I want to hear the answers. I want to see.
shama be yore yehudo ve yobe chutzais yerushalayim oid yishoma be yore yehudo ube chutzais yerushalayim kail sasayin ve kail simcho kail chosan ve kail kalo Oh,